Hi, my name is James Shepherd. Today I'm going to talk to you about what to expect when you are selling merchant services. So what is it like to be a merchant services sales rep? Here's what you're going to expect, okay? Number one, expect to prove yourself with submissions, not talk. This is a great industry to be involved in. And one of the reasons I love it so much is that the metrics are really, really simple. When you have a relationship with a processing company, they have one expectation and they have one measurement to see if you're doing a good job or not. How many deals are you sending them a month? Or rather, how many deals did you send them last month? So that's how they measure your success. It's really, really simple, which is great. But it also hurts you when you're like, well, I don't understand. I called this processor and they won't give me the deal that I want. Okay, let me tell you how to negotiate with a processor, okay? The way to negotiate with a processor is to say, okay, fine, I will take your offer, but if I send you 10 deals a month or more for 3 consecutive months, then I want to get this deal. And if I send you 20 deals a month for 3 consecutive months, I want to get this deal. That's how you negotiate with a processor. Why? Because the currency that they deal in is submissions. They want processing volume. They want deal count. Now, there are a few out there that really value the volume more than the deal count. Then deal on that. That's fine because they want larger accounts. But the general idea is how much business are you putting through them? That's what they're going to do. So don't think like you're going to call them and say, well, I told them that I do all these deals. They don't care about that. Everybody tells them that they do a lot of deals. They want to see some deals come through. So don't be surprised when the processor asks you to prove yourself with deals. That's number one. Number two, expect to walk into 20 businesses in order to make one sale. Expect to walk into 20 businesses to make one sale, all right? That's just a good general number. Now, are you gonna be able to follow up with those other 19 and make a couple of additional sales over the next few months? Of course, but generally speaking, if you're like, James, how do I get 5 sales a week? That's really easy. Walk into 100 businesses a week and you'll get it. I guarantee you. I can guarantee that. I mean, the only way I could maybe not guarantee it is if you suck at selling stuff. If you're not good at selling and you walk into 100 businesses, you're probably gonna get nothing because you can't sell. So that'd be a good metric for you to look at. If you walk into 100 businesses and don't sell anything, something's not right. But if you walk into 100 businesses legitimately, and I'm not talking about, well, I walked into the same business 8 times. No, you walked into 100 individual, different, totally separate businesses in a week, you're probably gonna end up with 5 sales. Now, you may get all 5 sales the first week. Most likely you're gonna get 5 sales over that 2 to 3 week period right there from those 100. So it does take a little while to catch up. You know, if you do it the first week, you might only close 1 or 2 deals, but you're gonna have all these extra statements and follow-up appointments. The next week, you're probably gonna close, 4 deals, then you're gonna close 6 deals, and it's gonna move forward. But you gotta walk into 20 businesses to make one sale. So that's something that you can expect. That's number two. What about commission? What should you expect on that front? Well, number one, you should expect to be able to make some kind of an upfront bonus on every deal that you submit that processes over $5,000 in volume, really even over $3,000 in volume. Now, every processor is gonna have some restrictions in terms of how much the upfront bonus is, what the minimum pricing is, but you should expect to make an upfront bonus on these deals you're submitting. I don't care if you're an ISV channel, I don't care if you're an ISO, I don't care what it is. You should have the option to make an upfront bonus on every deal. Number two, you should have lifetime vested residuals. You should expect that there is nothing you can do to lose your residual income as long as you reach, a certain level. A lot of them have a level of, $50, $300, $1,000, and sometimes if it gets above $500, $600, I start to be a little concerned. But if you're a serious rep, you're gonna get up to a certain point. And as long as once you get to that point, your residuals become lifetime vested, you cannot lose them. And I ask processors this, this is a question I'll say to them. I'll say, let me ask you a question. God forbid tomorrow I get hit by a car and I die, show me in the agreement where I know that my wife is gonna continue getting my money. I would never sign with a processor without asking that question. If I get hit by a bus or a car and I die tomorrow, show me in this agreement where it is guaranteed that my wife is gonna continue getting my residuals. That's a great question to ask. And they say, well, it's not in the agreement, but we'll take care of you. What if you get hit by a bus? Or what if maybe you're not as honest as you say you are? Oh no, that could never happen in this industry, right? No, thank you. Show me in the agreement. This is my family we're talking about. I'm gonna see it in writing before I'm signing anything. Lifetime vested residuals, absolute expectation. Upfront bonus on pretty much every deal as long as you price it decent. That's an absolute expectation that you should have of any processor that you work on. Next, you should expect that on a merchant processing 10,000 in volume, that there should be about $60 in monthly profits. Okay, now what percentage of those profits you get? Well, that's between you and the processor. And again, I'm not gonna judge anybody's particular compensation program. They may have a really high upfront and a low residual, or a high residual and a low upfront, or all residual or whatever, but you should be getting about $60. There should be about $60 a month in gross total margin profit, or whatever you want to call it, on an account doing 10,000 in volume. So you can run the numbers on that. If it's a little below, if it's 5,000, it's going to be 30. If it's 15,000, it's going to be, 70, 80, So now the higher you get, the multiples don't keep going up and up and up. I mean, even an account doing $100,000 a month in volume, you're probably going to be looking at $250, $300 a month in profit. And again, depending on your pricing, that can change dramatically, but that's something that you can really expect. Last thing that I have. So as long as you have all these expectations in place, you're going to have a good expectation. Last one is a financial partnership with the processor. What do I mean by that? You should expect that as you start producing deals, going back to the first point I made, right? Once you've got 40, 50, 60 deals with one processor, you should expect some serious financial partnership. They should be willing to loan you money. They should be willing to do buyouts. They should be willing to finance programs that you're interested in, cover costs for you. Like, there should be a legitimate financial partnership in place, not a legal financial partnership, of course, but they should be willing to loan you money, to fund you in advance, whatever it is, to say, hey, I've got 60 deals with you guys now. Now I want to leverage that profit because now I want to go get leads. Like I talked about in the other video, I want to hire a telemarketer, but I need $5,000 so I can go do this. Whatever it is, you need to talk about that up front and say, hey, if I've got 60 deals with you guys and I'm doing like 10 a month and I want to get to 20, which means I need to hire some sub agents or I need to do marketing or whatever. I need 10 grand. Are you guys going to help me out? You need to ask that question up front. You need to be looking for real financial partnership from the processor. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for watching and listening.